When you released your proposed budget for the next fiscal year, Ketchikan saw a lot of deferred maintenance projects that made the cut, but Wrangell was absent from the budget. Why is that?
You know, that's kind of an oft-asked question by hundreds of communities around the state. And the budget I proposed actually had millions of dollars for Wrangell in it, but they have not been recognized. For example, there's over $3 million in PERS, TERS, the pension system payments for local government, both for the school district as well as for local government. And there has been significant amounts of capital dollars poured into Wrangell, thanks to my administration and your representation in the legislature. You know, I think about the boat lift. I think about the road construction. There is so much work that has been done and is still in process. But the bottom line is that I left room for legislators representing hundreds of communities around the state for them to put forward the priorities of the communities. And that's their job, and that's what they're going to be doing here, and I'll be working with them on that.
What types of capital projects do you see Wrangell getting funding for under your administration in the coming year?
Well, again, there's already funding for more road construction in the community. I also see and spoke with the mayor and city manager this morning, and I know that they're working on things like water treatment plant pilot study. They're working on a more of a water connection. So it seems like the focus really is on those water sewer connections next in terms of infrastructure. What I indicated, though, I had a good meeting with the city manager and with the mayor, and what I indicated to them is what I'm kind of hearing in other communities across the state, and that is for communities that are willing to participate and match, there's a great chance of success, you know, in terms of getting new money. I have to tell you, there's something like $10 billion in the state funding pipeline already from our previous years for capital projects. And of course, Wrangell has a part of that money. So it's not like there's no capital projects at all. In fact, there are billions of dollars statewide and millions here in Wrangell's left still to do. But when I speak to matches, these water projects that I just described, they have a 30% local match component to them. And I urge the mayor and city manager to really focus on that during the legislative session, because when legislators see money for a project, if they think it takes 100% of state funds to do it, they're less likely to do that than to do a match kind of a project. So I think Wrangell certainly stands out as having that quality with respect to these water projects.
Last year, Wrangell was named an up-and-coming maritime economy here in Southeast. What types of maritime projects would you like to see funded?
Well, that's, you know, frankly, that the boat lift and the work in the boatyard's been all, you know, part of the projects in Wrangell to support the maritime industry that I've been a part of, as has your representative and your senator. So beyond that, I'd love to hear some new ideas, because, you know, with the new harbor, with the new boat lifts there, I think Wrangell is well positioned for the future when it comes to the maritime economy.
The future of logging is a large issue here in Southeast, and there's a push to transfer some Tongass National Forest lands to the state, or at least to seek opportunities to purchase timberlands for logging. Do you see this as being a symbolic push, or do you think it's actually able to happen?
It really depends on the federal administration in Washington. I have spent time in the last couple months. I had a chance to visit with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, and I spoke with him about Tongass and whether there wasn't an opportunity to get more into state hands and to get more opportunities for our local communities. And his position right now is a pretty tough one for us to actually make an economy on. And when the timber industry in Washington, D.C.'s mind has to be only about second growth timber operations, with no consideration for a transition period from old growth to second growth, that leaves our people hungry and without work. So I've been fighting that fight in Washington. I'm joining your legislative delegation and working to effect, you know, either a land transfer or something. But right now, we do not have an administration in Washington that's willing to do that. And when that happens, we'll be there ready to do it.
In the future, when and if it does happen, how would you be selecting the lands for logging? As in, there are other entities that are interested in these lands as well, such as Sea Alaska. So what would your relationship be in terms of choosing these lands?
So we already have those existing relationships and those existing processes, because actually the state puts out more in terms of timber sales per acre than certainly the federal government does. And we work with entities like Sea Alaska on those issues every day. So there's already a Forest Practices Act in Alaska that establishes how we do that, and we would continue to make timber available to our people.